I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. He previewed tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission, which has a high number of people being appointed to various commissions and advisory committees in the city. He also shared his thoughts on the passing of Phil Nemisto over the last weekend. Here's more with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
This is something we really rely on to get things vetted through the city. And in a large portion of tonight's committee appointments will be for the Recreation Master Plan Ad Hoc Committee, which is our five-year plan for the recreation, where the group gets together and recommends how we proceed with our recreation in the future.
Yeah, look at it. And the committees and groups that are going to have some members appointed and welcome tonight include the Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, Arts and Culture Advisory, Presque Isle Park Advisory Committee, the Housing Commission, and of course that master plan for the Parks and Recreation. So definitely good with that. Then under presentations, actually one of the commissions, the Planning Commission, and then the Sister City Partnership are presenting.
Yeah, it's our annual reports from the Sister City Partnership, and then the Planning Commission will give their annual report tonight, and we do have a work session with them just prior to this meeting where the commission and both commissions get together and talk about what's going on in the city.
And the Planning Commission is really responsible for what?
Well, they review all of the building permits and things of that nature and kind of plan out construction projects. A lot of our development requires certain permits. Sometimes people tend to complain about those kind of things, but we tend to look at it as we're trying to regulate construction so that it's done properly and safely and things like that. And the Planning Commission reviews all of that, all that goes on that way.
Also on the agenda is a public hearing for a new liquor license application at a location of 717 North 3rd in Marquette. I'm assuming this is a new business that is looking to get started.
Yes, that's a business that it makes, and I can't pronounce the name, I think maybe you do, some type of tea-type product that has
kombucha.
Yeah, that has a smaller amount of alcohol, and in order to process that and put it on the market, they need this license.
And that's part of the process of getting it, is to put it on an agenda for a public hearing.
Yes.
The Marquette City Commission meets tonight, 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. Mike Angeli in the studio with us talking about the agenda. And under new business, a couple of little changes also, again, with various groups and committees and whatnot with the city.
Yep, tonight's committee night.
Yeah.
First new business item is an appointment of a commissioner to the Sister Cities Partnership. By rules of that organization, one city commissioner sits on that group, and that was Sarah Kimbenzi. And with her moving on, the commission needs to appoint someone else. The last item is, again, another committee or commission. This is the Public Art Commission, which we're asking the commission to appoint the membership tonight. And this was developed over the course of last year. If you recall, the commission approved $30,000 in the budget to go towards public art. And this group here will determine how that money will be spent.
Again, that meeting tonight, 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. You know, Mike, one thing I did want to talk with you about before you're away here this morning is that over the weekend we lost a well-known face in downtown Marquette with Phil Nemisto, and I know that he's someone that you, as your years in law enforcement in Marquette and whatnot, had a chance to, I'm sure, interact and talk with Phil quite a bit, but just your thoughts on his passing this morning.
Well, you know, he's just another... I guess icon is kind of a better way to describe him. I immediately thought of Snowflake. I mean, I knew Snowflake, mm-hmm. Mr. Stinglein, and he filled a certain niche in the community, and not that they're identical or similar, but they both had the same, I think, impact on the communities. They became well known and contributed to the community in their own ways. And of course, Phil, with his story of coming out of the orphanage here in Marquette and then sticking around and actually working until almost to the point where he passed away, I think is quite a tribute. And he's I mean, he'll be missed, and you know, I'm happy that we were able to through the DDA put that statue in last summer. You know, people will be, I'm sure, curious about that, and his story will be you know, well known into the future because of that statue. So I think, you know, we'll miss him, but I think we'll all remember him very fondly.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting is again at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.